Bullshit.
How has your role as a leader changed during this crisis? It's the No BS Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only no bullshit marketing firm. COVID-19 has changed us all and changed our work life and personal life dramatically the last couple of months. One thing that stayed the same at Mass Solutions is we've been able to continue to help our clients across the country with their communications and storytelling, but we've also been able to do virtual workshops with C-suite leaders, chief executives, chief operating officers, presidents, founders, leaders across the country. And those workshops have really resonated as we've talked about COVID-19 storytelling and how to make sure we can communicate better with our employees, with prospective employees, with prospects, customers, and centers of influence or referral sources. What have I learned from having the chance to talk to leaders and speak with leaders and do presentations and actually work with clients from various cities, such as Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Philadelphia, and beyond? Three common themes have come about when I've talked to them about where they are hoping to get to in the short term, and where they want to be long term. Those three traits start with number one, adapt. Leader after leader that I've talked to has said how they and their team have adapted in various ways to try to keep as many employees working as possible, to keep as many customers buying as possible, to continue their selling process, and to continue their operational process. When I say adapt, it's how quickly were leaders able to change their style, change their communication methods, change their operational processes. And the ones that I've talked to across the country that, in my opinion, are succeeding, although they're still nervous and concerned and caring and compassionate about their employees, and they've sometimes had to do reduced workloads or furloughs or change shifts, what they've done has been able to continually communicate. So part of your adapting is to communicate. If you think you've communicated enough, you've probably communicated half as much as you should have communicated. And that's the big difference. The companies that are keeping their employees motivated and working and that are keeping their clients satisfied and maybe beyond satisfied are the ones that have creatively told their story to those various target markets that I mentioned again and again. So the first thing is adapt. How have we adapted at Mass Solutions? We continually talk and see each other on a regular basis. We have our leadership team Zoom meeting early in the week. We also have a team huddle over Zoom early in the week. But then throughout the week, each day, we're communicating back and forth with clarity on who is working with what at the beginning of the day and what they finished the previous day and what they're going to finish that day. So everybody's communicating to each other. Now, granted, our team is about a dozen key team players, so we're able to do that more so. But it still comes down to your processes, your systems, and your ways of communicating. I've found that for us, the communication has been Zoom, it's been text, it's been email and phone call. And it's a pretty good mix of all of them. It can't be just 10 Zoom meetings because you'll exhaust everybody. It can't be no Zoom meetings and a bunch of texts because that won't get you the clarity. It can't be Glip, our online version of Slack and so forth. It can't just be that. It has to be email in addition to that because of some detail and the ease of search. And some phone calls, one-on-one phone calls. So that's how we've adapted. But across the country, I've seen similar adaptations of leaders adjusting very quickly and moving forward in as positive a fashion as they can. The second thing that I've noticed is that innovate is the second key point. You adapt and you innovate. I have a client that is a health insurance plan that they're working to communicate completely different with physicians and providers and to incentivize them differently and to reimburse them differently so they can get through this crisis in the short term, but also in the long term become much stronger in a partnership. On the other hand, we have some physicians that we work with as well. What they've done to adapt is pushed and talked about telemedicine, telehealth, stayed in touch with patients, stayed in touch with employees, and leveraged that telehealth, telemedicine as much as possible. So you're seeing that type of innovation where we might see something like telehealth or telemedicine that was slow to market might now take hold more. At Mass Solutions, we've been able to innovate. We've come up with two new products to help our clients tell their stories to their key target markets while we're in this situation where we can't all be together and we can't come on site to do storytelling projects and video and so forth. So the second key factor is innovate. And the third I already touched on is communicate. And I touched on how the old Patrick Lencioni phrase of over-communication, it does ring true because when we think we're communicating to the level that we should be, we actually probably are about halfway to where we need to be. I mentioned all those channels or mediums when I said Zoom as a channel or medium, texting, your online communication, whether it be Slack or for us Glip or also email, and telephone. Those are four major different channels that we need to communicate with and we need to over-communicate. But now is the time to leverage the power of storytelling. We all inspire, educate, and motivate others throughout our lives when we tell stories. I want people to tell stories in the workplace and to help that with their over-communication. I want them to tell stories in multiple channels and multiple ways. And I'm not saying you have to become a scriptwriter, nor am I saying you have to become an actor, nor am I saying you have to write 27 stories. You might have 3 to 5 core stories that help tell your adaptation, innovation, and communication. They might convey your vision and values. Those can be told and repurposed again and again, so they're in multiple meetings and mediums and channels, such as through social media, your blog, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, podcast, internal staff meetings, telephone calls, texts. It's leveraging the power of storytelling and not missing storytelling opportunities like we have on a regular basis throughout our careers. This is an opportunity for all of us to come out of it better and stronger from a storytelling and communication standpoint, from an adaptation standpoint, and from an innovation standpoint. That's what I hope is happening, and that's how I hope your role has changed during this crisis. But I want to hear from you. Shoot me an email, text, hit me up on LinkedIn. Tell me how your role as a leader has changed during this crisis. Thanks to our loyal No BSers for listening to another episode of the No BS Marketing Show. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.